Beginning August 28th, the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources will be adding rotenone to several lakes and streams in the eastern Uinta Mountains. This rotenone treatment will help eliminate invasive species that threaten the populations of Colorado River cutthroat trout. Rotenone is a chemical derived from several tropical plant roots, and it is lethal to fish and other gilled organisms. Rotenone is also widely used to manage invasive fish populations because it has minimal effects on humans and other wildlife, and it biodegrades rapidly.
It is the best and most sure way to get a complete eradication of the non-native species that we can't have intermingling with the cutthroat trout.
This is Trina Hedrick, the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, Northeastern Region Aquatics Manager. Colorado River cutthroat trout are a unique population of trout native only to the Uintas and other Colorado River tributaries. However, Hedrick says the rising population of brook trout and other invasive species are causing the cutthroat populations to dwindle. She says conserving these fish is a priority because of their cultural importance as a native species.
It's kind of our local heritage, if you think about it. You know, these are our native trout, and we do think that it's important enough to spend the money and the time to do this work.
Once the rotenone treatment is added, Hedrick says the rivers and lakes will be open to the public within 1 to 2 weeks. After allowing the area to recover from the treatment, cutthroat trout will be restocked from the nearby lakes temporarily storing them, as well as the cutthroat populations in the West Fork Duchesne River. Hedrick says that for a couple years, practicing catch-and-release fishing with these cutthroats will help their populations grow faster. For more information, contact the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources Northeastern Region Office. And with Utah Public Radio, I'm Jessica Schultz.